The next evening, as she was pondering the menu in the Waldorf's dining room and trying to figure out what kind of a duck confit was, a thin young man in a tuxedo and slick-backed blonde hair asked if he might join her for dinner. Delia liked what she saw. He even smelled good. He introduced himself. "Devin Jenkins, London and New York, at your service." "Delia Novak, Youngstown and Pittsburgh, I'm sure." He kissed her hand. No one had ever kissed her there before. She thought it was a bit twitty. Abe never kissed her like that. He would grab her around the shoulders and press his big mush into hers until she was out of breath. But it was all right with her, sort of. Devin used a lot of what she would call 50-cent words, and although she didn't understand half of them, she pretended she did and hoped he wasn't catching on. He ordered a bottle of champagne. "Delia, how do you feel about oysters? I must confess I have a rather obsessive affinity for them. Shall I order a dozen?" "Yes, you shall." By the time the second bottle of champagne was uncorked and dinner was served, Delia's shoes were off under the table. "So, dear Delia, what do you think of the Waldorf?" She paused. "I got my own bathroom." Devin smiled, an even-toothed smile. "Remarkable." He shifted a bit closer, his knees touching hers. "So, dearest Delia, if I may ask, what fortuitous happenstance brings you to New York and into my life?